619, Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, we start with full speeds on I-15, so those of you getting up early this morning shouldn't have any troubles between Draper and Salt Lake City. We have had a little bit of a problem with a couple of emergency vehicles on southbound 15 right before the ramp to eastbound 80 in South Salt Lake. That is still there, but not really much of a delay. And then the crash still in place, northbound 5600 west near SR 201, but not really the cause of any of the slowdowns there, Eric Butler.
Not seeing any problems in Utah County. No accidents reported so far on the stretch from Springville and Provo heading up to American Fork and Lehigh. And the city streets in Utah County still looking pretty good as you start filling in right now. University Avenue, maybe a bit busy, 800 North in Provo. If you see something happening, be a traffic trooper. Call us up, 575-5683. Heather?
I'm seeing a lot of delay right now on 5600 South and Roy. This is heading eastbound, trying to get into Hill Air Force Base. Your congestion starts right around the railroad tracks and extends all the way to I-15 and the Hill Air Force Base entrance. So that's going to take you a while to get through. The other entrances don't look quite as congested right now, and I-15 still smooth sailing from Ogden to Salt Lake. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.